Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy.
What up? We had a new spot.
Not the forever spot. This is a one-time thing. We're just jumping right into it.
Buy a house, Abby.
You just said we bought a house?
No, I said it, but you keep saying we did and we
well,
didn't.
Well, because I feel like I think that we do buy a well, I it's just easier to say that than like we're renting a house for 15 months.
But we didn't buy a house.
We did not buy a house, but we got a house. Yay!
That I will be moving in here in the next few weeks, so then Abby will move in mm-hmm. in May.
And I'll be decorating it with him.
You'll probably get a lot of updates on the Instagram.
But I'm kind of nervous because, like, well, not nervous. I'm kind of just, like, sad because there's this house and it's going to be mine, but I'm still waiting 5 months to move into it.
January, February, March April, May. Yeah, 5 months.
Which is, by the time you move in, it'll be 4 months. But still, like...
Well, yeah, and too, we leave probably the week before the wedding.
Yeah, I'm not even going to be able to live in my house until... July 1st. Oh my gosh.
But you'll move everything in probably like the month of May.
Yeah, that's so true. It's
basically like January, February, March, like 4 months.
I'm gonna go ahead and like move my summer clothes in probably. Like I'm probably gonna have a bunch of my stuff there already. Like, mm-hmm. you know, things that I want or acquire over these next couple of months. Like I'm gonna go ahead and move, I don't know. I mean, we could even take my bed and move it into like a spare bedroom and I could sleep in my sister's bed because we have extra rooms in this house.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to do that.
Well, we could. The Ninja Creamy's going there.
The Ninja Creamy will be coming.
The Ninja Creamy I got from my parents for Christmas last year, and I've been telling them when I move out of the house, ever since I got that Ninja Creamy, it's coming with me. And now it's coming with me.
It is coming with you.
Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Yep. So basically Abby and I, well, I moved out of my apartment in the end of December.
Mm-hmm.
I was either going to have to re-sign a lease, and Abby was kind of like, well, I don't really want to live in an apartment that you've been living in. I feel like I'm moving in with you.
Well, can we give some background on that? Because I was fine to do that. Like, it wasn't like I was like, oh, I really, really don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But my preference would be to like start over with you and create something with you. Yeah. And also, it does feel a little bit like moving into the bro cave. Like it was just very bro there. And I didn't want to come in and be like, I want to change this. I want to change this. This is like, I'd rather just us create it together, you know? Because especially like the space is going to be really nice. It's a 3-bedroom as opposed to your apartment, which was a 2-bedroom. And now that I do a lot of work online and stuff too, I kind of crave me having like my own kind of space too, rather than just like sitting on a couch and doing work.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just think it'll be nice. I'm excited to decorate, which really is not my character. If you know me, like I'm not a big decorator, but I've been looking at a lot of pieces. We'll get into like the details of our trip, but we went to the Metropolitan Museum, the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, where we just got back from. And I was like taking pictures of all of this like furniture and stuff that I really liked because I was like, oh, this could go in my living room and this could go in my blah, 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 which was so cool because I was like, I'm going to have a house with my husband. Like it's all becoming so real to me. And the fact that like, these little things is just so exciting. Like the fact that these tiny little things are so, woo, it's just like, I just love it. Like you're just, this is like the first thing we've done together. Like, we're making vacation plans and like honeymoon plans and planning a wedding, but it almost feels like it's an event and it's like gonna end, you know, like we've planned trips and we've done things, but like, this is like a long time. Like this is a foundational step for us of like moving in together post marriage, not before, but it just feels really big and I'm super excited about it. So.
It feels like a way bigger life event than even like a honeymoon does.
I know. Well, I think it is kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously what comes with the honeymoon physically is like a huge for us because we've saved ourselves for that. Ooh. But okay, but like a house is just so, that's where we're forming who we are as a married couple. Like, that's our first year of marriage in a house.
Yeah, and I think too, like, Abby was what?
It's like crazy to me thinking about it.
You were asking me whenever we were in New York walking around, you were like, what are you most worried about? But you also asked me what I'm most excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pumped for the sleepovers.
We just get to sleep over together every night.
I know. I told Ryan, so our wedding is midday. It's from like 3 to 6, and then we're going to do a little photo shoot and whatever. And I told Ryan that I was really excited, and I've been telling everybody this. I'm excited because, okay, obviously after your wedding, you're going to do what you want to do after your wedding. Fine.
Like what?
Like just like hang out and stuff. Yeah. But then it's just fun because I'm someone, there's very few things I love more than ordering food in a hotel and just like watching TV, sitting in the bed and eating and just like chilling. And I'm so excited about that for the night of our wedding, of like, we've just gotten married. We've had an entire day wedding. We're going to be starving, but we're going to be like high on adrenaline and it's going to be awesome. And then probably have some fun, whatever. And then put on pajamas and just like sit in the bed and eat pizza and just like talk and chill. It's going to be insane.
Yeah. People talk about the wedding, but that's honeymoon Eve too. We'll be on a flight to Hawaii the next day.
I know my mom was helping us book a room for our is it a honeymoon suite? Is that what it's called after you get married? Whatever. The honeymoon suite. And she was like, okay, there's one that's cheaper, but it doesn't have a hot tub. And then there's one that does have a hot tub and it's more expensive. And I said, first of all, go cheaper, obviously, because, you know, whatever. Second of all, like, we're going to be in Hawaii. A hot tub, like, we're not going to need that. Like, absolutely not. It's going to be fine. But all that to say, we are starting a home together.
And all that to say, welcome back to the pod.
And all that to say, my name's Abby and that's Ryan. We're getting engaged. If you're a first-time listener,
engaged.
We are engaged. We're getting married in May and it's going to be incredible and awesome. I'm changing my dress.
Yeah.
I'm selling my dress, actually. If you want to head over to my personal Instagram, abby.murphy_DM me. I'm in talks with a couple of people, but I think I'm going to post my dress again and just see. I'm trying to sell it. I got it on Anthropologie. And I'm trying to sell it for somewhat of the same price, but it's just hard because like wedding dresses are not your everyday dress. So it's more expensive and it's a very niche group of people that you're trying to sell it to. Like, it's not just like, oh, that's a pretty dress, I like it. Like, you have to be married. You have to be my size. You have to be getting married. You have to be similar to my size. And, you know, there's just a lot, especially with a wedding dress. Every girl wants the dress that she envisions. And so it's kind of hard to be like, and buy it and not even try it on or anything. So anyways, but if you want a nice little beachy boho, it's got ruffles and a little bit of like jewels, then
Abby the other day we were at a friend's house and she was like basically telling the other person everything about her new wedding dress and I was sitting right there.
Well, I haven't got it yet.
I know, but the one you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't want me to hear any of this, but I hear everything you're saying right now.
I don't know. This is an unpopular opinion, but like, I'm not super big on like hiding it, like hiding the wedding dress. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Like, obviously Ryan's not going to see it, but he's only going to see it on my body for the first time at the wedding. So I just don't know why I can't tell you or like show you a picture of it on the model.
I don't want to see it.
I know. And I'm not going to, but still.
I feel like I don't even believe in superstition, but I feel like it's a superstition thing where you don't need to be showing something.
Oh, so you don't believe in God?
I do believe in God.
But
I just feel like there's something you're messing with the energy
you
of
feel,
the world.
You feel like it?
Yeah, I do.
So
I do
you're
feel
basing
that
off of your feelings?
Huh?
You're basing things off of your feelings.
What are you talking about?
And not off of the foundational truths that you know.
Yeah.
I'm just challenging you.
Man, somebody else does that I know a lot.
Yeah.
Sitting right next to me.
Yeah. Does what?
Bases things off their feelings.
Oh. Okay. Mine was joking. You're being for real. That's tough. Guys, that's basically all we have for wedding right now. We are going to jump into our New York trip, We just got back this morning. First, I want to say we have words for the year. It's the new year. The official new year. It's January 7th. Yeah.
Yeah, January 7th. January 7th. Start. Well, we can talk too a little bit. We can talk about the word, but we can also talk about our little 75
hard. Yeah. So my word for this year is contentment, and not necessarily contentment in, I mean, contentment all across the board, but where I'm coming from contentment-wise is wanting to, or needing to be able to be content in every moment. So mine necessarily isn't like, oh, I want this and I want this and I desire this and I need to get this and blah, blah, blah. It's more so contentment of like, I'll be sitting somewhere and being like, I could be getting work done right now. I could be doing something else right now. I need to get every single last minute of productivity out in a day or else I'm wasting it. And blah, blah, blah. And it's like, girl, like just chill, be content with where you're at. Stop searching for the next thing. Stop thinking of what you could be getting done and just like relax. So my word for this year is contentment. I have some goals and intentions. I definitely want to live in community more. And I mean, not just like planning hangouts with people or like, let's go get coffee, let's go on a walk. I mean, still doing those things because we're adults. We have to schedule in time with community because we all have jobs and stuff. But like, hey, I'm going to the grocery store. Want to come with me? Just like more spur of the moment things of actually living life with people and not necessarily like planning it out. And then I think the last thing is just drinking water. Like that's a really big thing for me, which kind of ties into the 75 hard, but y'all, I need to drink water. So what's your word for this year?
You drink no water.
I drink no water. We
spent 3 or 4 days in New York and Abby drank no water.
Oh, also? Well, that's also hard because I was wearing lots of layers and it was annoying to pee. So I just was like, oh, if I drink water, I'm going to have to pee and then I'm going to have to take off like my 8 pairs of pants that I'm wearing.
Yeah, that's so hard.
But my motto for this year is work to live, not live to work. So that's the intention. Ryan and I have been watching Emily in Paris. We did. I must say, it's a really great plot, and it's not, I don't know if I would recommend it because it talks a lot about like sexual things, which is just so annoying. You can't find a good show. You can't find like a juicy plot without that nowadays, which is really hard. It's not to the point to where I felt convicted at all, but it definitely was like, oh, really?
It was more of the language versus.
It was the language. It didn't show anything. Yeah. Which I appreciate because I'm like, okay, we get, even in shows where they do show that, it's like, okay, you could have not shown that and we would have understood what was happening. So like,
it seems like they were trying to explain like Paris French culture.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And I didn't even realize that that was like a huge part of their culture was like just out there.
Well, it is the city of love.
Yeah. But they got the wrong definition of love.
Well, if it's in biblical context, that is love. No. If it's the way Jesus intended it.
Love is sex?
No. But becoming one in marriage?
But that's not what they're saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that that's not love. What they talk about on the
show. Oh, yeah, not what they're talking about.
I know.
Yeah, I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, you said, well, it is the city of love. And I'm saying, well, what they're saying isn't love.
Yeah.
Not the right definition.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I think I was trying to, like, connect it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working.
Yeah.
But I agree with that.
Yeah.
What's your word for this year?
So, Abby asked me a couple of days ago what my word was. I'm going to choose an unoffendable, which I don't even think is actually a dictionary word.
I don't know.
I don't think it is. But I really, really, really want to become someone that is slow to speak, slow to become angry, and quick to listen, like James tells us to be. And I feel like a lot of times I get into defense mode with certain things, especially with Abby, but just like with anything, you see something on social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and it kind of like sparks something in you. And I want to be somebody that doesn't just get so offended and easily bothered and easily ruffled feathers. So... yeah, that's my word.
It's so interesting to hear you say that because when that's something that you're really great about owning up to. And I definitely have all of my things, so I'm not trying to be like, you're really bad at this, but that is a big struggle that we've come across, is just the like being on defense mm-hmm. side of you in conversations. And it's so funny because I've never considered that it would come from a place of like feeling offended, almost like it's like your defense mechanism, or it's like your where you go to. Because for me, like if I think of someone who, you know, we're in conversations and it's like, oh, my immediate thought is to like challenge or like push back on that. My thought is just coming from a place of, and I'm not trying to put this on you. I'm just saying, like, if this were me in this situation, I feel like it would come from a place of like pride, of like thinking like, no, I know better, not like, oh, I feel offended.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I am someone who struggles with pride of like thinking of themselves too much, or like giving themselves too much weight of like, oh, well, if I don't do this, then it's going to crumble, or if the blah, 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 like giving myself too much power in situations, I guess. And so it's just funny how one word can mean very different things for different people, depending on how they're like wired.
Yeah. Well, I think too, you know, it doesn't seem like it starts there, but it always gets there.
Where's there?
Taking offense.
Oh.
So, you know, you might say something and I just push back a little bit on it, and then it creates a snowball effect to the point where I'm getting offended about something you said that you didn't even actually mean, or somebody else said, and they don't even know who I am, and I'm like offended by them talking bad about a Christian or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So when you've come a long way in that, and honestly, Ryan, just from getting to know you this past, like, what, year and a half we've been together or whatever, it's the way you grew up and like the culture you grew up in, like sports and stuff, like it makes sense. Like, you're always trying to win in sports, so that like, I feel like, do you feel like maybe that could also play into it, or do you feel like maybe those are different, like from like coaches instilling things in you and like mental patterns of like always being ready to like defend?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe sports probably does play a little bit into effect. I mean, but I don't know. I really have no idea.
Yeah. I'm just wondering like where it came from, because I mean, I don't know anything about sports, but theater has shaped how emotional I am, for sure. Like, I am very, very emotional, and a lot of that has to do with theater.
Yeah. I mean, I've played sports my entire life, so it's got to have some effect on me.
Yeah. It's just interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And I think just being a guy, too.
Yeah, I'm just a guy.
He's just a chill dude.
I'm just a chill dude.
Hey, guys, listen, we got back from New York. Let's talk about it.
All right, let's talk about
it. This was Ryan's first time going to New York. My family has grown up going to New York.
One thing I found that I don't like about being a first-timer somewhere is that everybody that has been there like tries to cater all the events and stuff to the person that hasn't.
I noticed that.
And I do not like that. Like, because I'm not someone that just wants to like, oh, let's go do this and check this off the box. I just want to go and see it. And, you know, if you run into it, you see it, because I would like to see it. But that was one thing that in the last day we were there, we were like going to get bagels, and we changed the place for Morgan, Abby's sister, because she does gluten-free, and she was like, no, I don't care, I'll just eat here. And I was like, Morgan, I know how you feel.
Yeah. I think also, though, my family is more so of planners, and you and I are more go with the flow people. So to give you some sort of peace of mind, there would have still been that like, we need to do this and we need to do this.
Well, yeah, but I've been on trips with your family before, and it doesn't really bother me that much. I just mean to the point where it's like, well, we need to go check this, like things that I knew you guys wouldn't have done
if I wasn't there.
That's whenever I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really anything that we did though.
Yeah,
that we wouldn't have done. I think it, well, no, honestly, I can't really think of it, but I do, for some odd reason, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I can't pinpoint what, but like, I get it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of pressure from me, though, of like, I want to see Ryan see the city, and I want to see Ryan experience these things that could have played into that too. But yeah. It was really cool to see you see this city.
What was your favorite part about New York?
My favorite, let's do favorites and then we'll do least favorite. My favorite part about New York was seeing you see the city. It was so cool to just literally
That's a lame favorite.
Oh, well, I'll go into specifics of what we did too.
Okay.
But I would be lying.
That's sweet.
I would be lying if that wasn't my answer. Like, that truly was what I was most excited about going in.
Oh, wait. Should I tell them about the sponsor of today's podcast?
No. And I was so excited about... he was joking, everybody. I was... And then when I was there, I was just... It was incredible. I felt like I was watching... And this is going to sound so cheesy, but I was watching myself see it for the first time. It's like, I remember that feeling when I was in third grade and we went for the first time and just seeing it all. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is insane. And like taking it all in. And so to see you like say those things like, oh, I'd love to live here. And like, this is so, look at this. It was just really cool to like watch you and observe you. And I don't think you realized how much I was like watching you.
Do you think we'll live there eventually?
I would love to live there for the warm months.
What about percentage?
I don't know if I could do a whole year.
Percentage wise, what do you think? Percentage?
Well, it depends on what factors are playing into it. Like, are you working there or are we both remote?
Percentage wise, what are the percentages you think that we would live in?
I know, but what are the
some point in our life?
The factors would change it.
There's no factors.
If you were going there for the winter time, I would say like 50. If you were going there for the summer, I would say like 90.
No. That's not the game.
Well, that's how my brain works.
No, the game is percentage-wise of odds that we live in New York for at least a period of time.
How long is a period of time?
I would say, I mean, considering a lease is probably no longer or no less than 6 months, I would say 6 months.
I could, if it was 6 months, I could say, if it was feasible for us. Money-wise, if money wasn't a thing and we could just go do it.
Abby just can't give a percentage.
Well, there's a lot of factors that play into it. Probably 85%.
Wow. So you think we're going to?
No, I was saying percentage-wise of if I would. Do I think we're going to? No. Oh. I don't think we're going to.
So you're saying think 0%.
I think unless God had another plan and some crazy job, 0%.
You guys hear this.
I'm not going to come on here and say these things of this is never going to happen and blah, 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 because I believe in God. And obviously, you don't.
It's just a game of probability. It's a fun game.
What do you think?
I would say probably 30%.
All right. The way boys think is actually crazy to me compared to the way girls think, because you just saying like 30%.
You got a beanhead right now.
What? I'm wearing a hood.
I know.
Let me live.
Beanhead.
Okay. Thank you. My favorite thing that we actually did was I loved seeing the Rockettes. I am a Rockette stan.
That's cool.
I'm obsessed with the Rockettes. It definitely is for the type of theater that I love, which I wouldn't even classify that as like Broadway necessarily. It's like a show.
One thing about the Rockettes that I didn't realize was... you think people listening to this know what the Rockettes are?
The Rockettes are a group of, I think there's 36 dancing women in a kick line. They're famous for the kick line, but they do just dance,
like
all kinds
Christmas
of
dance.
Well, Christmas is what they're known for. It's the Radio City Christmas Spectacular with the Radio City Rockettes. But the Rockettes do different shows as well. Mm. But they're most known for the Christmas Spectacular.
Well, the people listening that know about the Rockettes, because if I was listening to this before
you wouldn't
in
know
New
it.
York, I wouldn't know what you guys are talking about.
They're just like a dancing group. Very, very
One
famous.
One thing that I was surprised about, well, I was surprised about a lot, but I didn't realize that it was like they had side characters that were a big part of it.
Yeah, it's a show. It's not like a dance recital.
Yeah.
There was Santa driving a plot, and then there was like a storyline. There are singers. There are other dancers that aren't the Rockettes.
Yeah, like the pedestrians of New York.
Mm-hmm. They had ice skaters. They had LEDs. They had effects. It's definitely a spectacle show. It is definitely a show to go for someone who loves production and Christmas music. I mean, it's incredible. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. I love all the showy, big lights, classic what you think of when you think of New York, I feel like.
I would say you're probably not going to meet someone with more Christmas spirit than I. What would you say?
I would agree.
Yeah.
As so, Ryan was decorating for Christmas on Halloween night.
So the one thing is that once January 1st ends for me, I'm pretty much Christmas is over and let's get on with our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the new year. You're ready to like start fresh.
We went on, it was like the 5th or the 6th of January, and that got me in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was that great.
It was so good. We went on their closing night, and the night before we went to Elf, and that was really fun, but the Rockettes will always trump it for me. So the Rockettes, and then I loved seeing the Top of the Rock.
Yeah.
With you, which usually, since I've kind of like checked the touristy things off of the box for New York for me, those usually aren't my favorites, but there was something about seeing the Top of New York City at night. I'd only seen it during the day, and it was insane at night.
That was crazy.
It was so cool. And
it was electric.
Us to do it together, it was very romantic. Like, it was like, it was just me and Ryan. It was really sweet.
Music started playing and Abby and I started dancing. And
then he re-proposed to me.
Yeah.
And then we broke out into song and dance and a flash mob started.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And then my other favorite thing was walking on 9th Avenue with Ryan because we love 9th Avenue. 9th Avenue, Soho, and Brooklyn. Those are my favorite places. But walking down 9th Avenue, it started snowing. And it was just so magical. And us just like looking at the streets, cobblestones, bricks. You know, it was all really cool.
One thing I noticed was you know, mentioned you really, really like Brooklyn. But we didn't really, none of your favorite parts, we didn't really spend a lot of time in Brooklyn though, did we?
We didn't spend too much time in Brooklyn, no.
Because yeah. I was going to say, like, you never mentioned that like one of your favorite things we did was in Brooklyn, so.
Yeah, I think it also was like our first day.
Yeah.
We were kind of just like getting into the groove of things. Mm-hmm. But my favorite part is Brooklyn, I think, because.
Brooklyn.
Because I could see myself actually like living there or doing life there. As opposed to like.
But 0%, guys, don't worry.
The Manhattan or the places closer to Times Square, they're just a little more chaotic, but they're really fun for like the day.
So you don't think we're going to live there?
Ryan, what are your favorite things that we did?
Why don't you think we're going to live there?
Because it's New York City and I can barely survive Nashville. Ryan. But if you want to, I will. I told my sister, she asked me, she was like, so if Ryan like wanted to move here, would you? And I was like, yeah, I would. And they were like, what? What? Because I just love a slow pace, you know? I love a slower pace of life. And I said, y'all forget I dedicated like 18 years of my life to move here and start a career here. For those that don't know, I studied musical theater. I was getting my BFA in college for musical theater. Yes. And I was like, y'all forget that I was... From when I was 9 until about the age of 20 and a half, I slept and breathed musical theater and was telling everybody I was going to move to New York and be on Broadway. Like, that was literally my entire life. And they were like, oh, yeah. It just feels like so far away from me now. Like, that version of myself. So I just have different goals and stuff.
So are you still at a 0%?
What do you want me to say?
I just want to know what your honest answer is.
Probably like 15.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part, so we went to, you said that was Soho, where we went to the kids' store and the bakeries.
Mm-hmm.
So that area of New York is very, very cool.
Yeah, Soho's awesome.
There's a lot of young life there. There's a ton of people our age. And it seems a lot less touristy.
I think it's still, I would agree.
I felt like I walked around a lot more dogs, people walking their dogs. I feel like I walked around a lot more people that seemed like locals at least and like had to actually live there. But there's also a ton more apartments there. I mean, we were in the middle of Times Square. I mean, doesn't get much more touristy.
Yeah, we stayed at the Marriott Marquis and it's really, really cool, but no one lives. I don't even think you can live in Times Square, can you?
I mean,
I think it's just offices.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably some sort of living space around there somewhere.
God bless the people that live in Times Square. Well, oh my goodness gracious.
Another type of breed.
Ryan and I were talking about it and we were like, you don't live in or near Times Square unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah, which I don't even know why you would have to.
I mean, I guess you wouldn't have to, but I guess it would be pretty convenient if you were on Broadway and you just walked to the theater and walked back.
Yeah, but you could also, like, live.
Not there.
Not there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really know what a scenario would be where you have to.
I will say, though, that another really cool part about... we were there for, what, 4 days?
We were there...
4 nights.
Saturday, Sunday, days. And Monday.
Yeah. And it ended up snowing on our last day.
So magical.
It was like a legitimate snowfall, which was really, really cool.
I felt like I was in a Hallmark movie.
And I were walking, we had a coffee.
Coffee.
And it literally felt like we were in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, it was insane. It was actually really, really cool.
Yeah, that was cool. But I got to go to the NBA executive offices. And then I got to go to Madison Square Garden.
I went to Madison Square Garden and I went to the NBA offices.
I got to see the Knicks and the Magic play, which was really, really cool.
Right. I was telling someone that you went to the offices today at work and I was like, you know, Ryan, his eyes are already squinty, but when he came back from those offices, I couldn't even see his pupils. He was smiling so big.
It was really cool. And the offices, so the way this place was set up, it was right across the street from the St. Patrick Cathedral. And so you go into the offices, or you go into this big high rise, and you go down to the front, and you ask the security guy to, like, allow you up there. He takes your IDs because you're on the security list or whatever. So you go up there, and, like, you are in NBA-level offices. Like, this is really, really cool. And so we get off the elevator, we go through these two glass doors, and the receptionist is right there, and we're like, hey, we're here to see whoever.
I'm on the list.
And, I mean, they had these, like, mini couches and seating areas for people to work, and it's just across from the cathedral and this big skyline, and it's snowing outside, and I'm, like, pinching myself. I'm like, am I in a movie right now? Like, this is incredible. Seeing all this, like, really cool memorabilia. Like, there was pictures of Michael Jordan and, like, his game-worn jersey in there. His sneakers were in. Like, it was just, I mean, I'm a huge NBA fan, so it was really, really cool to, like, tour all that. And
would you work at a place like that?
Yeah.
If they offered you a job right now?
Yeah.
If it was, like, half the pay? I would take a pay cut. Oh my gosh. In New York, you would take a pay cut?
Yes.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
Hire him. He's ready.
It was really, really cool.
I mean, like, if you got a job in New York, obviously I would go. Duh.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't live near Times Square.
So we wouldn't live
We would live in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Actually, I could live on 9th. Yeah.
Soho.
I need to live near somewhere I can run. That's my prerequisite.
What's that park that we didn't go to? Washington?
We didn't go to Washington Square Park, but I would like to run near the High Line, or which we didn't go see, or Central Park. Central Park is cool.
Another thing just to add. So we went up to the offices and the guy that your dad knew came up to us and stuff, and we were talking to him. And we kind of explained what we did the day before. We're like, oh yeah, we went to Brooklyn Bridge. And it was funny. He goes, I've lived here 19 years, and 2 years ago was the first time I ever walked across Brooklyn Bridge.
That's the thing, is when you live in these really, really cool places, or like just the places that are known for the things, I feel like you don't go there because you're like, oh, I have all the time in the world to go.
Well, another funny thing was, I mean, I saw where he worked. It was literally, you look left and you can see the window. He like comes down, he's like, oh, it's snowing outside. I'm like, how do you get any work done working in here? I would just be staring outside the entire day.
Yeah, I could see you doing that.
It was really, really
cool. No, I could see you doing that, but just staring at Michael Jordan's face on the wall. I mean, like, wow.
No.
Look at this guy.
That was cool, though.
What was your least favorite part?
Least favorite part was probably, I don't know.
You don't have one?
I got the burps.
Ryan has the burps.
I don't know. What was my least favorite part?
I have two least favorite parts. one with my family and one with you. My family...
I know what my least favorite part was.
My family really struggles when deciding where to eat. Like, to a point to where it took us an hour and 45 minutes to decide where to eat.
You don't need to go there.
And, well, I was just saying, I'm saying my family as in I am a part of that family.
Yeah.
I have really, really bad patience, okay? I'm really trying to work on my patience right now. And that was testing me. Ooh, that was testing me.
Well, I know what my least favorite part was.
What?
Is when I kept annoying you.
No. Well.
But whenever we were going to get ice cream.
Oh, yeah, that's what mine was.
I don't even remember what I did, but you said, like, stop talking or something.
So, no, this is what happened. So, Ryan and I were late to meeting our family to go get dinner. And, again, it's my patience. That is what I need to work on.
Which wasn't my fault.
It wasn't his fault at all.
The top of the rock. Like, we were just having fun.
I was just trying to... I knew my parents had been waiting on us for a while, and they had reservations. Not so, I was, like, trying... Well,
we got there like 17 minutes late.
We got there 25 minutes late.
No, we did not. We got there 17 minutes late.
Okay. Anyways, so
25.
I was trying to walk really, really. No, it was.
It was not.
It was. We're not doing this right now.
It was not.
Okay. I'll let you believe that. So we were walking, and Ryan just kept saying these little. It was the first time he had done this, and I thought you were doing it intentionally because you knew it was getting on my nerves.
I wasn't.
But he was just saying these little boom, 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 boom. We would be like crossing in between traffic and I was just trying to get us somewhere. And he'd be like, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me.
Not to people, to cars.
To cars. Excuse me. And just like being so goofy, which is awesome. I literally think that's hilarious, but it was just not the time because we were trying to get somewhere, so I was getting really annoyed. So I just kept trying to walk faster and faster and faster.
She was like 50 feet in front of me.
Because I didn't want to tell him to stop because I didn't want to be mean, so I was like, if I just get away from it and I can't hear it, then it won't be annoying. But then he just like kept doing it, and it was for like this 15-minute walk, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I started running.
That kind of gave me the ick.
Well, we were almost there.
So why would you start running?
I don't know. I was not in the best headspace. And so then Ryan was like, why are you running? And I said, because you're annoying me. Listen, this is not my finest moment, guys. Not my finest moment at all. And then I apologized. I was being really mean. But
well, the moment was over after that.
The moment was over. And so then that night we went and got ice cream.
I don't remember what happened, but that really annoyed me.
I don't know what happened either, but I was being mean. I don't know what it was, but it was definitely my fault. And Ryan was being very patient with me, but then he like said something back because I was being mean.
You leaned on me, and I didn't want you to lean on me.
Oh yeah, and then I got my feelings hurt because he was like, no, and I was like, what? And then I got really upset, and then whatever. Then we talked about it, and it was fine, and it was great. But yeah, that was not. But now I have shin splints. And it was from that night. I know it was from that night, which is God being like, okay, Abby, you need to be patient, child.
I will say, we walked all day in New York, and then you chose to... You ran like 20-something miles while we were in New York.
Yeah, I did get up and run.
That wasn't very smart.
But it helped me mentally, I'm not going to lie. Like, it gave me just time to be with myself and just, like, think. Which on vacation is something that I really, really need. Which we had a question about that.
But my argument to that would be is like, do you have to run those many miles to just be?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not at all. That's what I mean. That's probably why you have shin splints though. It's because you just overworked your legs.
Yeah, I definitely overworked my legs. I mean, I could have taken that time and done Bible time. I could have taken that time and got a cup of coffee and just like sat. You know, there are many other options, but... Yeah,
that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, it wasn't all mental. I mean, I definitely wanted to get a workout in and all that, you know? But I definitely overdid it, for sure.
Could have went the arm workout, maybe?
But yeah, definitely. I live and
Speaking
I learn.
Speaking of an arm workout, Abby and I are holding these mics. It's an arm workout in itself.
All right, y'all. I screenshotted some questions.
Wait, let's get into our 75 hard real quick.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So,
Ryan and I are doing the 75 hard, but...
Well, there are our own 75 hards. I got completely out of the gym a few weeks ago whenever I started having the dizziness and stuff. And I don't really feel all the way back to normal, but I am feeling better. And so I thought I would really like to get back on track and, you know, start, you know, getting after it again. So I kind of just made myself a little 75 hard plan just to stick to something for a bit.
Do you have it on your phone?
My phone's over there.
Huh.
But I can kind of just, I remember. So it's just basically workout, nutrition, and faith-based. So it's going to be 100 push-ups a day. Well, this is like the training part. 100 push-ups a day, 10,000 steps a day. And then I'm going to try and get 4 lifts in a week and 2 runs in a week.
So like on different days?
Yeah. So it'll be 6 days of workouts.
2 cardio and 2 protein. Nice.
And then my nutrition is 175 grams of protein. And then it'll be just a diet, a macro diet that I want to follow.
So not necessarily calories? Or are you going to try to stay in a caloric goal?
I won't kind of get crazy about the caloric, you know, deficit. I will want to try and stay maintenance or a little lower.
Yeah.
But I kind of just monitor that. I kind of know what makes my body feel good and whatever. And then 100 fluid ounces of water a day. That's not like anything too crazy, but it's a good amount of water. I'll try and get over that, but I feel like that's a good goal just to get in every day. And then, my faith one is prayer before phone every single morning. And then, I'm reading a chapter a day. So I'll be up to 75 chapters by 75 hard if I, do it right.
Nice.
And yeah. Just finished John on the airplane, so I'm going to start in Mark.
Nice. That's exciting. Y'all want to hear mine?
No.
I said, y'all want to hear mine?
No.
Mine is not as much fitness focused just because I'm in and out of marathon training. It feels like all the time. And also, I never want to become too structured in my workouts to where I feel like I can't take a rest day because I just don't think that's good for the way my brain works, really. But my diet that I'm doing for 75 hard is no sweets.
Oh, I can't eat fast food.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. Is that why you got fast food today?
No, I was just really hungry and just got home from New York and there's no food.
Okay. Well, yeah, mine's no sweets just because I've been ODing on sweets really bad. Like, I have no moderation. So I just need like a good reset. I'm going to try. I don't really know how this is going to work. This one isn't a set in stone one yet. I'm going to experiment with it, but no eating after 9 o'clock. I feel like when that time hits, I just snack for fun and not necessarily like because I'm hungry. Like if I'm hungry, I'm definitely going to give myself food. So that's where I'm like, I never want to be like, oh no, you can't eat now, especially with the amount of activity that I do, but I just find that like I snack so much mindlessly that then I end up feeling sick at the end of the night. So I feel like being like, okay, you're done at 9 o'clock. Like you're about to go to bed at 10.
Define sick.
Like just overly full. Hmm. Like I can't like move around, you know? Mm-hmm. So right now that's that, but we'll see going into it. But no sweets is I'm definitely doing that. I'm going to track my food just to make sure I'm getting enough calories and everything. And then Bible first thing. So I'm going to do my Bible before anything else. Like I can't get out of the bed until I have done my Bible time for the day. Like no running, no nothing. And to give me an incentive to be able to do that, I'll let myself have a cup of coffee in bed while I do it. So I guess technically I will get out of bed because I have to make the cup of coffee. But
it would be nice if you could just
pour
that cup of coffee.
Well, I was thinking about maybe like getting a mini fridge or something because I drink cold brew and then just like having it there.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, but it's the 75 hard, not the 75 easy. So you never know. But yeah, Bible first thing. No scrolling until 6 p.m. I am not allowed to scroll for like pleasure until after 6 p.m. So if I'm allowed to like get on the social media app to post or to do whatever or, you know, search for a sound or those kind of things that are like work related, but I'm not allowed to scroll and like check up on people or like, oh, I wonder what this person posted or whatever until after 6 p.m. Every day. No headphones Monday through Thursday for my runs. So if I'm going on a run Monday through Thursday, it must be in silence.
Why Monday through Thursday?
Just because I don't want to be like that stimulated every day, but also Friday is long run day and I really enjoy listening to stuff during my long runs. So I can kind of like zone out.
Dang, you'll have all kind of podcasts.
I know. Well, that's what I was getting into the habit of, was just having podcasts as background noise and not having it to actually like listen to what it was saying. Like I was finding that I was just thinking of other things while having background noise. I couldn't even have told you what the podcast was about.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, you have to think, I've been doing this for years now.
Yeah.
So I'm just used to having that noise all the time. So I think this will be a really good reset for me, but I also love having podcasts to listen to on a long run. It makes it go by so fast. Yeah. So on my Monday through Thursday runs, I'm not going to. Saturday will be a toss up just because it's a weekend. Gotta have balance, people. Gotta have balance. Every breakfast, every morning will be silent, unstimulated, no phone, no TV, no nothing. It's the one meal that I eat alone. So I usually watch YouTube or watch TV or like scroll on my phone, but I'm going to just sit there and just eat.
I like that.
Thank you. A lot of this is like de-stimulate. Like I'm very overstimulated right now. I feel like I'm always looking at a screen because if I'm working, it's on a screen. And if I'm not, I'm like watching something. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, I just that need to stop.
The thing about New York that I really liked.
So you weren't on your phone all the time?
Yeah, you're just always walking around.
Yeah, I really like that too. No phone in my bed unless it's Friday long run day, which basically means I like to get up and sip my coffee really early in the morning before my long run, and I'll just kind of like watch like reels or whatever.
What about your Bible?
Well, I do that after because I'm not awake enough yet.
But I thought you were Bible before anything.
Yeah, so it'll go long run, wake up, make coffee, Bible, and then scroll. So the Friday is the exception, but again, it's long run day, so it's just a little bit different.
There's a lot of caveats.
Well, because I don't want to like give up the things that I get excited about. Like, it takes a lot out of you to run 20, 22 miles in one day.
Whoa, big flex there.
Okay, anyways, sorry. I'm not trying to brag.
22 mile runner over here.
But what I'm saying is like, if me getting excited about sitting, sipping my coffee and watching silly TikToks is going to get me out the door to run 22 miles in 15 degree weather, I'm going to do it.
Fair.
Thank you. But I don't want to make a habit of it, you know, because then it takes away that it's special. Anyways, no phone in bed. So I'm going to read books at night now.
What book are you going to read?
I have this book. It's called The Wedding Something.
Is that
I don't know.
You got at Target?
Yeah. I'm going to drink a full thing of water. I have a huge jug of the water that you're supposed to drink in a day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to drink it every day.
I was telling Abby.
Scary.
I think like her actually, she was like, I can't drink that in a full day. It's like, you know what's crazy is you probably need more than that, but you're getting probably 0.08 of that a day.
Yeah. And then I'm going to journal every day and get 120 grams of protein every day.
Nice.
That's good. Yeah, everybody. That's thank you. Stuff. It's very like detailed and there's a lot to it, but I feel like it's going to be really good for me mentally just to like stop stimulating myself so much.
Yeah, no, that'll be really good. I think too, I think it's really good that people, I feel like this is becoming more of an awareness now, but as soon as you wake up, stop grabbing your phone and scrolling.
Yeah,
stop.
It's bad.
It's so bad for you.
I say that being the person who does it.
It's terrible for you.
Yeah. Okay, rapid fire questions to answer. Your all's questions that you asked. The first one I really want to answer because I love to keep you guys updated on my life. Potential job for Abby? I got a job. Oh, yeah. It's at this company called MoveWell. They're a corporate wellness company that creates wellness programs for just like businesses. So there's everything's on this like app. It's like meal plans, wellness plans, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm super excited about that. And honestly, there was a lot that went into it, but I'm starting to realize that I don't really know like where I want. I was trying to go like all in on social media and I definitely still want that to be a big job of mine, but I don't know if I want it to be the only job of mine just because it's really lonely. Like I'm alone with my computer all day. Mm-hmm. And it's nice because you can you know, create your schedule the way you want, and you can have the freedom to travel, and you have a lot of perks. But I was just starting to realize that, like, I like structure. I like a schedule. I do better when someone else is telling me what to do rather than me being my own boss. And it's not that I don't like to travel. I love to travel, but I'm a homebody, you know? And I like being around people. Like, I need to be around people.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot that I feel like in today's world, it's very glamorized of like influencer lifestyle, but I just don't know if that's really where I'm supposed to be or not.
Yeah. At least for now, yeah.
At least for now. Who knows in the future, but I'm super excited about this job. I'm so, so excited. The people there are great. Y'all will be seeing all the content about it, I'm sure. You know, day in the life of whatever girl with a new job, who knows what reels I'll come up with it, but I'm really excited. How's Ryan's health doing? Praying everything is okay.
Oh, that's sweet. It's doing okay. They put me on a blood pressure / like migraine medication, and that has seemed to help a lot. I don't know. I feel a lot better. I still have a lot of like swooshing and ear ringing and stuff.
Your mood seems better.
Yeah. Well, it's because I'm not like constantly dizzy.
Yeah.
But so the ear stuff still bothers me a lot.
The lady said that he was having migraines from his heart or from his blood pressure being so high.
Yeah, like blood pressure spikes potentially. Yeah.
I feel like the medicine is working though.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty much gotten rid of all like head stuff, like as far as like a lot of pressure and like the sinusy mm-hmm. stuff.
You're more engaged in conversations.
Yeah, but like the ear stuff is still really affecting me.
How was it at the shows?
And the GI stuff is still, it's not like the best. It's a lot better, but it's not like all the way back, but I'm feeling it a ton better.
Good. How was it at the shows?
It was okay, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's really saying a lot because that was a lot of stimulation.
It was, yeah.
So, yeah. What inspired the New York fashion?
New York fashion?
Yeah, our fashion.
Oh, I love that question.
What inspired it?
It was really cold.
I was going to say the cold. It wasn't necessarily what outfits we want to put together. It was, how do I style a jacket?
Yeah, well, I really like longer, bigger trench coats. And then kind of just went from there. I wore the long black trench coat twice and then a white puffer, or more of like a, what color is that? Like a beige?
Yeah.
Like a sandy puffer. And Abby wore pretty much the same like long puffer coat as well.
I brought a whole two different outfits and I never ended up wearing them. So
it was freezing.
Yeah, it was so cold. My thing is I have to have an outfit that's comfortable. I will not wear it if it's not comfortable. And so I had a lot of like under layers of athletic wear, and I did struggle a little bit just with the discomfort because like, oh, I just, when things are super tight on my body, it's so overstimulating to me. But I really tried to focus on what was comfortable underneath, and then how can I style that and add character to it over top of the jacket. So it really just was like picking a cute scarf and picking cute shoes. And then, I mean, my puffer jacket was down to my ankles, so it made it really easy to, you know, choose what to wear, because I just focused on the accessories rather than the actual outfit itself. I just focused on like comfort underneath.
Yeah.
I never really took off my jacket.
Abby and I were going to match shoes, the Sambas. Abby got a pair for Christmas and I got a pair for New York, but didn't end up working out that way.
Yeah. How to maintain your sense of self during travel for girlies who love a routine. Yeah. So kind of like I was talking about at the beginning, like finding ways to just take time for yourself or going in with a plan. Like I've come a long way with this. I definitely have a lot more to learn and to grow, but keeping in mind that like you're never going to get this time back. This is out of your routine. So treat it like it's out of your routine. You don't have to stay on schedule because you're not. And this is life, and it's a really, really long life that we have. This week or this 2 weeks or these 3 days is going to matter literally zero in the span of having an impact in your life as a whole. But I think just like little things that you can take with you to help you feel a little more grounded. Like I took every part of my skincare because I knew doing that was going to help me feel ready for success. It was going to help me feel more myself if I did that. Going in with a plan of like, okay, so usually I get up in the morning and have a coffee. So I know I want to get up every morning and have a coffee. Like going in with the plans that you know, like, okay, this only affects me if I make this decision or not. So therefore, I'm going to choose to do this.
I feel like one thing that you do is you try and stick to pretty much the same morning routine that you have.
Yeah, I am a firm believer that a good morning routine will set you up for the day.
It's so crazy because I am just complete opposite of that.
Yeah, we're very, very different. And so sometimes it's hard when like say I would go, I've never been on a trip with your family. I'm sure it'll come soon. But like I, from what I've learned of being around your family, y'all are definitely not as structured as my family is. Mm-hmm. And so like in a scenario like that, it'll be interesting to see, you know, it'll definitely be a challenge of me putting down my routine because I like to know when things happen and
well, the that thing kind is, of stuff. Though, is that I think the easy part would be is just that you could just pretty much do whatever
you wanted. Yeah.
And so you'll just be able to have whatever you'll be able to have whatever routine you want because we won't be having you on a schedule.
All that to say, plan what you can plan. And then what I always do is I plan for the unplanned. So I love to work out in the mornings, but I went in telling myself, okay, you're going to have these 3 days and you're not going to work out at all. Then it's not a, oh no, I missed this and I'm off my routine and I didn't go as planned if something didn't happen because I already planned for it not to happen. So then like when I did get to work out and I was like, oh, this would make sense for me to work out. Like I have the time, I have the energy, I'll be able to do this. It was just an added bonus rather than like, okay, I need to work out, I need to do this. So I'll, you know, figure it out, blah, blah, blah. And it causes a bunch of stress of like, okay, what is everybody? And it was just an added bonus rather than like loss, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah. What do you put in your coffees? Everybody, I have the secret to creating the best coffee. I carried this little squeezy bottle around with me the entire trip of New York because we got lots of coffee. Good. Monk Fruit Vanilla Sweetener. This is not sponsored. Monk Fruit Vanilla Sweetener is
but
the...
It is sponsored by Olipop.
It's not. It is the most incredible sweetener for your coffee ever with a little bit of almond milk. That's what I do.
I mean, I do just a splash of almond milk to change the color. I do just a regular drip coffee with just a little bit of almond milk, and I'll do the monk fruit if Abby has it because I actually do really like it.
Yeah, it's good.
Or I'll do a pack of the Splenda.
Okay, this last question I really like.
Stevia, whichever.
How to get over the fear of working out at a public gym?
I think one thing that there's a misconception with these type of things, especially gyms, churches, that people have in the fear is very valid. Like it is valid to be, intimidated or scared, especially if you're going alone. Like I can remember going to church by myself and thinking it was such a big deal. Mm-hmm. And now I've been going to church for several years and I look at somebody, I would see somebody there alone and wouldn't even think twice about it. Because I think you have to change your mindset of, okay, the gym isn't a place where people go to look at other people to judge them. They're going there to better themselves. Mm. So a lot of times, and this isn't everyone, you can't just make this assumption about everybody, but I would say majority of people that are at the gym aren't there to judge you, and they wouldn't judge you if they saw you there messing up. Majority of those people that are at the gym are most likely in the business of bettering themselves and helping other people better themselves.
I think too, if you're nervous about, you know, what if this weight is like breaks on me, or what if, I don't know, all of the what ifs, those what ifs, probably 85% of the people that are there that look like they know what they're doing had those what ifs happen to them, which, you know, it's really hard to work up the courage to do something or to go in and being like, go in, even though you know people are sitting here like, everyone's just focused on themselves, everyone's looking at themselves, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's like, okay, you can tell me that, but like, I don't believe it. That's not helping me. That's not taking active steps to like, whatever. Go in, walk on the treadmill for 20 minutes. Just try it. Go in, walk in the treadmill for 20 minutes, leave. Go find a corner, go in with a plan, find a corner, and do a 10-minute ab routine and then leave. Like, start with something that's not intimidating and observe as you're walking on the treadmill, or observe as you're sitting over in the corner stretching, other people using these machines that at least appear to at some sort look like they know what they're doing and start observing. Like, that's what I would do a lot, is a machine that I didn't know how to work, I would watch other people.
Yeah, here's the thing too, is I like that you said go in with a plan. Look up on YouTube, like, you can look up every little thing on YouTube, like, okay, I want to get this back workout in today. Look up, it doesn't have to be a big workout. Like, you can get a great workout in 3 or 4 exercises.
I still, to this day, will look up, like, bar hanging from cable machine pull down thingy, and it'll give me the name of the exercise, and I'm like, oh, that's what this is. Okay, cool. Like,
form for it.
Yeah.
And another thing is that people think that these big, strong people at the gym just grew up at the gym. They had a first day as well.
Yeah.
Everybody had a first day.
That, and they, like, being two people that I would consider to know about the gym, you and I, we still don't know. Like, we're still looking things up and still like, how does that machine work? And, like, what do you, you know, I ask Ryan questions on form all the time, you know? So it's not like we are end all be all know, blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone is continuing to grow. And, yeah, we may have more knowledge of, like, how things work or what to do, but we also at a starting place.
It's just because we've messed up and learned that it was
those. Exactly. If I could tell you the amount of times that I, that a machine, like, slipped from my hand and it crashed, or, oh my gosh, like, so many embarrassing things.
I think it's really hard to get out of your own head in that way, because you're going there to try and better yourself. But I promise you, whenever you can kind of zoom out and realize that these people aren't just looking at me and thinking I'm weird because I'm at the gym. They, most people aren't even thinking about the fact that you're there. And if they are, they're probably like, oh, good for them.
Get out of your head. Get out of your head. Any last words?
Are we done?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were answering more questions.
Oh, do you want to ask another question?
Bye, everyone.
Okay, we're done. Bye, everybody. We love you. Jesus loves you. And that's life. You didn't say it. That's life. There we go.